Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in that.
What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Go, yeah. go.
Dribble it
go,
for Bunker.
Go, Shawty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know
you
don't
go,
give
my
a
man. 43 again. Yeah, happy birthday, birthday to me.
Happy birthday, my boy.
Thank you, Bo. Well done.
Yeah, I mean, I was at 40. I was at the 40th birthday party. So,
well,
yeah.
Let's be honest. We know it was the 50th.
In
case you don't know about
it. Yeah, I was going to go with it. I was going to go with that
a little while ago.
Yes.
I had a 50-year-old birthday party. It was an absolute blowout. Yes. Randy's there. Chuck's there. A lot of people from the station were there. And I had like a live band, like circus performers with fire. And
it was great.
Amazing.
It was
amazing
great.
Spread. Too.
It was great until it wasn't.
Yep, then the cops showed up. We just still got it. Cops showed up. Damn right. And what's so funny, our old buddy CCV, Carlos Valentino, the brother goes out there to talk to the cops at 11 o'clock. He goes, nah, don't worry, I'm the cop whisperer.
Oh, God.
That was a great party.
Yes, it was.
Kind of a much low key now, you know, but it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's certain milestones of birthdays. Yeah. I think birthdays are, I don't say overrated because you're born that day, but I think people take it a little bit overboard with my birthday month, my birthday week.
Oh, yeah, the birthday month, the entitlement.
All that crap. I'm like, whatever. I've had two parties. Like, I hate birthday parties for myself.
Right.
I had one when I was 40, had one when I was 30, and then I had one when I was 26. The only reason I had one when I was 26 is I could actually afford to have a big one.
Right.
And so after,
it's because your car insurance rate went down at the age of 25.
After all that, I remember the 21st birthday. I woke up in Gator Haters in Athens in a stall. My boys found me because my feet were hanging out the bottom of the stall.
Wait, how are you now?
40-something. Yeah, after 41, I'm just like, I'm 40-something.
It didn't bother me. I'm 57. I own it.
Yeah.
But I'm youthful because I'm so emotionally stunted. It gives me a youthful glow.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Rob.
The only thing I miss, though, physically, I can't do things I used to do.
You know, I
used to be able to dunk a basketball. I used to be able to run.
Rob,
you ain't
dunk no damn basketball. And come on now. Just because you're 50, whatever. When did I tell you dunked the basketball?
Probably when I was 30.
Okay. That's a long
You still think about those days.
The things that you could have possibly said that you can't do anymore like you used to.
You didn't let me finish my statement.
But that was the first thing.
Well, I thought about that. Well, you think about how you erode physically. So and now I can't get up off. I can't brush my teeth without hurting my back. You know what I mean?
Damn, what kind of brush? Where's your toothbrush?
Why do I have to urinate
Where's
so much?
Man,
get up at 2, 3, 4:30 in the morning to pee. It's like, good Lord. I used to be able to run, but no, I just pee all the time now. That's all I do. But it's kind of been a birthday 2 days for me. We went to the Hawks game last night.
And how was it? Even with Trey back?
That was nice to see. But, you know, just the overall vibe in the building.
Uh-huh.
You know, the in-game entertainment, I give credit to the Hawks. They do a really good job of that. But when your team's not good, there's no soul in that building. You can walk into an NBA arena with all the bells and whistles. You can tell if that franchise is doing well or not. And they're just so lethargic and mediocre. I might as well be at Dave and Buster's with all the bells and whistles.
But
it was good to see Trey, though.
I thought that was the biggest thing when you saw the opportunity that Trey was going to be back. Mm-hmm. Kind of figured, that was a question we asked Mike Conte on Tuesday, whether he was going to play with these last remaining games.
Right.
And it was, as the low energy as that place was yesterday, it was good to see, you know, the franchise player playing in the last home game there.
Right.
And everything like that. I saw a picture of the when they you know, talk to the fans and thank them for all their support,
right,
and everything.
Right.
Why didn't he do it? I don't ever understand, why didn't the star player do it?
Yeah, he seems to be kind of removed from all that.
It's like, is it like they had like the straws? Yeah, had the shortest straw. Has it go? And then I think Bruno had it, and he had to go out there and address
Bruno,
the crowd.
All right,
I guess I'll go out there and do
it. I wish Trey would embrace that more, because this town wants
to
love
him.
I'm
sure he's done it before.
Ain't done
it that much. I was always curious who decides who picks that at the end of the game.
Well, he came in and he played very efficient. You could tell. He was winded after half a quarter,
though.
Of
course he was.
But that's okay. He plays way into shape. But
he
was playing. You know, he normally plays with such a frenetic pace, really pushes the ball.
Right.
He was just kind of playing deliberately last night, but he's playing efficient. He was engaged. And, you know, it was good to see.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
But it was funny, though. So many white guys on the floor for the Hawks, I felt like I was watching the 78 Celtics. It's like some bizarro world last night. Where all these white dudes come from on the Hawks?
Yeah, but you kind of figure when you saw DeJounte and everybody being inactive with the game, you kind of figured out. Because when you're in a situation, you saw a lot of it around the league. I mean, the Clippers did it last night.
Right.
Got bludgeoned and everything. Because you want to sit in a certain place as far as your where you're going to play in the playoffs. And, you know, the Hawks know they're locked into the 10. And so keep everybody healthy and let everybody get ready and see if you can make some noise from the 10 going to Chicago next week, which is obviously a winnable game. You don't know what's going to go with them because we talked earlier today that Baylor's coach, Drew, he turned down the job at Kentucky.
He did,
So did they go for Donovan? And do they bring him, try to go for him?
I think it's Billy Donovan, dude.
They got to go get Billy Donovan. Because the thing with it is, we're talking about the Kentucky job, is they need to get somebody in there now. Because they were talking about tomorrow.
Right.
Earlier this week. We were talking about at least by tomorrow.
I wonder if they thought they would have somebody. I think they have an inflated sense of what they really are.
I do, too.
They're not what they used to be, but they still think they're royalty. They're not.
But the thing about it is, you're absolutely correct. But do they look at it from a standpoint where they're like, you know, we're Kentucky. You remember I said it Monday, how Chuck Reese always said, you go take somebody's coach? You go take somebody's coach. Obviously, that didn't happen, and so now it's always that thing where you don't want to get turned down too much,
right? Because
then you might have to settle for a coach, and like I don't know who else is out there.
I think maybe come in, but dark horse. Bruce Pearl. Maybe he's 61.
Yeah,
he's done good things at Auburn.
He's done great things at Auburn, and the way his off the court
rehabilitated his image,
and all that. But that other stuff is legal now that they get.
That's right.
So he won't get in trouble.
He was just a man ahead of his time.
That was it.
That's all it was.
He won't get in trouble anymore for that. So he'll be fine. But
he's color. I like him. He seems to enjoy himself.
He does. His players love him and everything like that.
Hell of a great coach.
Yeah. There's he has a crazy name, and he's on the staff right now. I saw him as probably a candidate. But, when you look at where the college basketball landscape is, you don't have to just go to Kentucky to go to the league. That's why I've always thought, Calipari puts guys in the league. They'll find you.
They'll find you.
You know what I mean? I mean, obviously, Anthony Davis. John Wall. I mean, John Wall would have been number one pick if he went to Georgia.
Here's a name for you. Bill Murray's son, Luke Murray, at UConn.
Is he –
You know, he's regarded as like a genius. You know what his offense is apparently very innovative.
Uh-huh.
And what he does, he watches all games in every possible international league, and he picks out sets and things that they do that seem to be effective. He's real innovative in that way.
His dad would be around.
It's Bill Murray up in Lexington. That'd be hilarious.
Did you see that?
That's hilarious.
That'd be good, man. But, yeah, I mean, you get it back to the Hawks, and as we were talking with Stakey and Sandra during the handoff, it's going to be an interesting offseason. And it's all centered around your franchise player.
Yeah.
It's going to be centered around him because, you know, this and it's not because they're bad players. They just don't mix together. Because they're both talking about DeJounte and Trey. They're both, we know, ball-dominant guards. They play their best with the ball in their hands. And so you got to figure out a way. I mean, I don't know if you're going to be able to get the compensation back for who or whatever.
For DeJounte, you mortgaged your future for him pretty much.
But, I mean, but then you look at Trey. I mean,
but he did it. He came in and he played well.
It's not me.
He's like, well, you brought me in. I played well.
Yeah, because the thing with him is that the reason they don't match because he's not a shooter like Trey. And Trey's not as big as another off-ball because that was the biggest thing. Oh, he's going to run her off picks and everything like Steph Curry and everything. That don't work.
Doesn't happen.
They don't happen. There's only a certain amount
of people.
Didn't
that come down to a desire by Trey to do that? Because he's athletic enough to do all that and move without the ball effectively.
I
think he has to want to, and you seem like you have a great teacher and Quinn Snyder.
But
to
I
do
mean,
that.
I thought this was going to be that happened. That was the year that Nate went down to Oklahoma and talked and worked with him and all those things. He's most effective with the ball in his hands.
All right, come back.
Yeah.
The future of the Hawks, fascinating offseason. Going to touch on the Braves as well as they get ready to get going in a little over an hour with Alan Winans. I don't know if he's related to that great gospel R&B family, the Winans family, the long lost white nephew, maybe. I don't know. We'll get into that next. Oh, but by the way, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Realty. Get an immediate deal on your house. Go to markspain.com. It's Andy and Randy, triple in for Bunker Sports Radio, 99 a game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bogey, and that's the record for the Hawks. Most threes in a single season for Bogdan Bogdanovich.
Hooray. Welcome back, Andy and Randy, dribbling for a bunker. I was there in that soulless environment last night. Hawks drop it. Should have won the game. They led the whole way, and they drop it 115-114. But a lot of the regulars were rested. But, you know, if you want to define who pieces are going to be on the roster, those are games you should win so those pieces can assert themselves, and maybe you can put together a winning team. But I got to start with this, though. OJ passing away at 76, man. I mean,
all right,
that dude – he was everywhere. Everybody loved OJ for the longest time, running through the airport in the Hertz commercial.
Right.
Shows up in the Naked Gun movies.
Uh-huh.
Monday Night Football, shows up on the Love Boat or Battle of the Network Stars. Uh-huh. And then he basically decapitated his wife.
Yep.
And the waiter. That's just
man. It's
all from grace.
I'll always say he did it. But
we all know that.
But at the same time, I met him a few times after all that stuff.
Man, how large was his noggin?
I ain't never seen the head that big on a human being. That man had like two heads in one. That's how big. I remember he had a fitted cap on, and we were like, what size is that?
Nine?
You know what I mean? But the fall from grace for sure.
Oof.
And everything, and pretty sure we pretty much sure.
Hopefully made peace with his maker. He's in that rotisserie.
No way he going.
I don't know, man. That's above my pay grade, but I have an opinion.
Yeah, I have an opinion about
but I hope not, you know.
Yeah.
Have you seen that meme online? It's of Howard Cosell, Bruce Jenner, and O.J. Simpson.
And
it's from
the
70s.
I don't want to see it.
Hello again, everyone. This is Howard Cosell. I'm looking into the future, and you're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you. And there's that picture of Howard with O.J. and Bruce Jenner. Look at this. You can see it.
Hey, man, leave me alone. Oh, man.
Oh, Lord. No, mercy. He played his last game at Fulton County Stadium against Falcons.
Oh, really?
The 49er. Yeah.
Did I know that? Yep. I did not know
and
that.
Do you remember where you were during the chase? I remember I was at a marina in a bar on a marina in St. Simon's Island with my brother.
Okay.
And we were watching it.
I don't remember. I remember the chase because I remember I was watching the basketball game. But I just can't remember where I was at when it happened.
And there's a documentary about that. We had the NBA Finals that day. We had the NHL Finals as well. So it was a pretty lush sports
day. Yeah, it was
day,
Rockets and the Knicks, wasn't
that's right.
It?
Yeah, that's
Rockets
right.
Rockets and the Knicks, yeah.
The Rockets won that year. That's when MJ took Rockets went back-to-back, 91-95.
Yeah, but I don't remember where I was at, but I do remember it, though. I remember where I was, and they read the damn verdict in English class.
Well, goodbye, O.J. 12:20. Kind of feeling silly today. Got a little rambunctious last night of the Hawks game.
That's
just
okay.
A little,
I mean,
little, you know.
Because you were there smoozing, as you said.
Yeah, you know, just having a good time.
Yeah, smoozing, well. having a good time and all those other
things. I didn't embarrass myself.
That's the most important thing.
I'm interpersonally gifted, I think. I disarm people immediately feel comfortable around
I think you
me.
Don't give yourself enough credit. You're a very engaging human being.
Affable golden retriever.
I've never heard anything bad about Rob Tribble. Ever.
Well, you keep digging.
Yeah. Never have I ever heard a bad thing about Rob.
All right, as for our Hawks, what do you think? Who's not going to be here? I don't know. You don't know. Mm-hmm. It's such a wild card.
I would be shocked if Trey was not here. I would be.
I hope they just go ahead and try to build around him.
Unless he wants to go.
Yeah, that's completely possible.
And nothing about him or anything about this situation tells me that he wants to go anywhere. But you never know how this how all this NBA, especially because of how empowered the players are nowadays. Yep. You just never know what's going to happen and anything like that. But I don't think DeJounte wants to go. You know, but sometimes business is business, and you got to figure out how to make your team better. You know, like it would be a great thing if they one played with the first unit, and one came off the bench and backed the other one up. But then you won't maximize both of them at the same time. As
you're
far
not gonna
as
be able to do that,
you can't do that.
So. Well, we saw Trey last night. I was there at the game. Yes, he was kind of tired, gripping the shorts. That's to be expected. Here's Quinn Snyder.
There's a process. It'll come quick for him. But like I said, you know, I you anticipate, you know, kind of getting reacclimated. But the biggest thing for me was his conditioning, and it seemed like he was, you have to ask him, but it didn't look like he was dragging.
I mean, it's one thing to be in the pool and on the treadmill and even in practice. It's a different win and all those different things in games. And when you're not haven't played a game and not in game shape,
you're going to feel some adrenaline after being out for 6 weeks, and that's going to tax you a little bit, too.
Yeah, he's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. I think that, you know, I don't understand why he wouldn't play in the next game or anything, even though they are locked in 10. I'll give him some minutes out there, you know, to get him.
I bet it'll probably be what we saw last night.
Carl Anthony Towns is supposed to play in that game also.
Yeah, because he didn't play last night.
Yeah, so I think he's going to play in that game also.
They've got something to play for.
Yeah, I mean, that was a great game last night against Denver. It was until it wasn't. But, yeah, I mean, obviously having your best player back is a big thing. And you know, they can go next, you know, and play and win that game next week. I believe that against Chicago. I think they can.
You know, Edward, I was reading a lot of the – I go to Peachtree Hoops a lot. They do some pretty good Hawks coverage. And reading all the fan comments, a lot of people enjoyed watching this team without Trey. And I'm like, yeah, you saw some good things somewhat, but it didn't really turn into wins, did it?
When Trey left, they were in the 10 seed. And when Trey came back, they were in the 10
seed. I guess they like, well, there's more ball movement, other people involved. I don't care. I just want to win. I don't care about all that stuff.
They were in the 10 seed. And when Trey came back, they were still a 10 seed.
Somebody said, watching Trey gives me the same empty feeling I got watching Matt Ryan.
Damn. Hey, man. I mean,
he just wanted to crap on everybody, didn't he? This dude was on a vendetta.
Will Zalatoris is out. He just got hurt. But I tell you this. I mean, I don't know where they go. I think that it's going to be some interesting things of who's making these decisions.
Yep.
Is it Landry? Is it Wrestler's Boy? Is it how much does Coach Quinn have to say in it? I mean, I think that's the interesting thing. Is like, whose call is it going to be?
I'm sure Quinn has a voice in there.
Oh, obviously.
But I think the son has the ultimate veto power, and I don't necessarily think that's a good thing. Sorry, he doesn't have any experience running an NBA team, but that's okay. I just want to win. God bless all of you. I hope you do your jobs well and give us a winning team, but I don't like how things are going right now. That's
most important thing.
That's the most politically correct way to say that, right?
I like it, though.
I didn't throw daggers. I gently criticized, but I also gave you some grace that maybe something can happen good with this franchise, because it's been the worst time. I remember, and I was covering them during this time, too, which was so exhausting, from 99, 2007. Every year, you were like a 12, 13, or 14 seed.
Mm-hmm.
8 straight years without playoffs. And I had to go down and cover this team.
And what did
are you kidding
when
me?
When did they come out with that, as far as a player? Because they had a franchise player waiting during that time. Yep. And they chose not to take him. You know, talking about Chris Paul. But, I mean, right. What did they bring in during that time?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
They brought in something good enough to be a 12, 13, or 14
right.
seed.
It was awful. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
And Lenny Wilkins, it was maddeningly mediocre as well. You get to the playoffs, you might win a first-round series. You probably won't. And all Lenny wanted to do, and this is a fact too, Lenny Wilkins had his golf clubs in the back of his car waiting for practice. Then he had his golf gear on. He wanted to get practice over so he could go play 18 or 36 or whatever. So that's what it's been like rooting for this team. And it's been frustrating. And like I said, rooting for the Hawks is like being in a sexless marriage, man. You're just existing, hanging around for the children.
That's it.
At least I've gotten some nookie from the Falcons and Braves. You know, they've kissed the Super Bowl twice. Braves have won a couple of titles, but the Hawks, nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing. Just I'm unfulfilled.
Around. Just sitting around. Y'all sleeping in twin beds in the same room.
Can't stand the sight of each other. Oh, the way he chews his food. I can't stand the sound of his footsteps or his breath. That's
right.
Where we are right now. Oh, boy. Yes, it is Andy and Randy Tribble in for Andy Bunker on this Thursday, April 11th. Braves going to get going at, 12:20 with Alan Winans on the mound. Rained out last night, so they hope to make it two in a row. Over the Mets, and
it's a nooner, so I mean,
it's a nooner, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you get in, and
then you
got
to hit the road. You got to, and what is it about the Braves? It seems they got to go to the Marlins for three, then they're going to Houston, then the Rangers, world champs, are in town next weekend. But when the Braves come back home, the Marlins are in town. Does it feel like the Braves play the Marlins 72 times
yes.
a season?
Yes, it does.
And it's always a four-game series,
yes,
you know?
Yes, yes, it
I
is.
I mean, it's still entertaining-ish baseball, but it's like,
The Marlins are awful. I know they did. I think they might have beat the Yankees last night. But, I mean, they beat twice. Yeah, they are horrible. We all know that and everything like that. But they need to get
good pitching, but you got to be able to score.
They need to take care of the damn Mets this afternoon and everything. Yep. It does look like the weather's going to hold off, and they're probably going to be able to get this win, hopefully. Because I know they scheduled the other one was tomorrow. I mean, yesterday's game is going to move to a doubleheader and everything like that. But, I mean, yeah, let's go out there and handle your business. And the biggest thing is, you know, continue to as far as when you look at this bullpen, because Monday we're like, oh, man, the bullpen didn't give up a run all weekend.
And that's a kiss of death, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was.
See, you know the old refrain, that's baseball.
Yeah, because it is.
You can't explain it.
Because it is. Because it is. And it's some things where you're like, yeah, they have the best players or the best lineup in baseball.
Right.
And damn it, they can't hit when they need to.
Nope, can't hit in the damn postseason.
Can
somebody hit the ball, please, in the postseason?
Just somebody, because I got tired.
Anybody.
I got tired every time you hear
Well, what if the bullpen was tired? They logged a lot of innings this
weekend.
What,
they
15
did.
Scoreless innings?
They did, and Magic came in the other day and got hit there.
I wonder if he's not going to be the same after that.
He's been good so far up until that. That's why
consistently, though.
Consistently,
I think his velocity is a little bit down, too. That's going to come back, I would think.
You would think so. But that's why I said it's just sometimes baseball is just baseball.
Baseball is just baseball.
You just got to live with
it. No word on Spencer Strider yet, but it could be a case where he's already had this find out in a couple of days because he was reevaluated by that one of the three great Tommy John surgeons in the country. Can't remember the guy's name, but he studied under Dr. James Andrews. So there you go.
The Masters are starting today. Obviously,
they're already going right now.
It was a rain delay earlier, but it is starting today. And I think that, you know, obviously when Tiger is there, his tee time is at 3:54.
Yep.
So you're going to be doing some day drinking, so you get an opportunity.
Well, it's your birthday. I have to do this. That's going to be perfect. Tiger, you're on.
You're obligated to do that. Like, are you going to go straight from here or are you going to go home?
Going straight from here, brother.
Okay.
Get in the mix.
Get in the mix. They're waiting on you. They're waiting on you. Do you have a specific chair?
Sometimes-ish.
Right.
I have buddies that do. They set up court on this table by the window. A couple of my buddies, they always sit there. But I kind of wander around because I'm the social butterfly.
You're a social butterfly.
I gotta shake babies and kiss hands, you know?
Shake babies and kiss hands. Okay. I mean, in some places, that's a crime.
Yeah. Well, state laws. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home and start packing. Coming up next, NFL draft fact or fiction. I prefer to deal in lies. That's what we're going to do next. Triple in for Bunker. Got Randy. We got Bo. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Great singer, OD'd like they all did.
Say again? Back. Greg who?
Lane Staley. Great singer.
Oh, okay.
OD'd.
Oh, okay. Like they all did?
This is Lane Staley, isn't it? Yeah.
Like they all did?
Like they all did.
Is this Yacht Rock?
No, it's not Yacht Rock. This is alternative. No, this band's pretty heavy. This is kind of a slower song.
Okay.
Alice in Chains, yeah, they're heavy.
Okay.
He'll regale us with some Alice in Chains Day. It'll rock your face off, Randy.
Rock my face off? I don't know if I want to do anything that'll rock my face off, right?
404-726-0929 is the number for our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Why don't you just text us the weirdest, most random thought on your mind? Your darkest thoughts on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line.
Isn't that what it's usually on there?
Yeah. Why should today be any different?
Why should they be any different?
All right. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Bo, do you want to play with us in this too? Little fact or fiction?
Sure.
All right. I'm gonna read these statements. Fact or fiction, gentlemen. Let's start with number one. The Chicago Bears are, all caps, yes, A-R-E, going to take Caleb Williams, the number one overall pick, Mr. McMichael.
Duh.
Yeah. Fact.
Fact, yeah.
Is that the easiest one on there, I hope?
That's probably the easiest one, right? Now that Justin's gone.
Did Abe come up with these?
Yes, that is correct.
Well, is that all you need to know?
Yeah, that's all you need to know.
Throws a curve and J.J. McCarthy.
And there goes the rain.
Do y'all think there's any world that we live in where that does not happen?
No.
Surely they can't.
Some bizarro parallel universe.
There's no way this is not going to happen. Yeah.
Are we
going
to have four quarterbacks taken in the top 10? I will say yes to that, I think.
It shouldn't be because I wouldn't give up the capital that it's going to take to get that high up for the fourth best quarterback.
Right.
Just not going to do it. Like, you can debate between who's two and three when you talk about Jaden and Drake May. McCarthy is the fourth best quarterback, and I don't think he's fourth. I think Michael Penix is better than him. But as you look
What do you think the difference is? I just like Penix because I'm a lefty like he is. Well, no, I kind of want a left-handed quarterback in the league.
I just think Penix is better. J.J.'s a really great athlete.
Yeah.
Michael Penix is a good athlete, you know, but I know they talk about the injuries and whatever, and that's that is something that you have to view. I think Michael Penix is better than J.J. McCarthy.
Here's a question for you. If a guy is oftentimes injured early in his career, is that going to always be the case? Will he always be injured, or does he finally get to a point where he can stay healthy? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. But I mean, sometimes blank happens, you know. And unfortunately for him, he had two ACLs. He injured his throwing shoulder and everything like that. So that's always going to hold you back when talk about the medicals. But you got the clearance from him and all those different things. But I just don't see myself giving up. If you say you're Minnesota. Yeah. You got to move up. So you got to give up 11-23 and a one the following year. You can get that up for the fourth best quarterback in the draft?
That'll get your coach and GM
exactly.
fired.
Exactly. And they got a hell of a GM. Yeah. The coach is really good too. But they got a hell of a general manager there. I wouldn't do it. That's just me.
Dallas Turner, first defensive player off the board. Fact or fiction, Bo?
Man, that's what everybody thinks is going to happen, so I think that it may not happen.
That's right.
I think it might be a cornerback. Might be Quinion, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go
He's better at his position than Dallas Turner.
And I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. I don't know if the Falcons – because to me, right now, if you look at how the board is going, they look like they're the first ones that are going to take a defensive player. I don't think they take the pass rusher over the corner, though. But you're absolutely correct.
Well, we need corner.
Yeah.
And A.J. Terrell, he's good. His deal's up next year. I guess they'll probably tag him to keep him around because he's certainly good enough to keep around.
Yeah, no doubt about that. But
are y'all more a fan of them trying to trade back in 2 weeks?
I wouldn't mind that.
I don't understand the trade back if your guy's there.
Right.
You know, I mean.
Well, what if he could – I guess it'd be a gamble that you're putting out there, but what if your guy could still be there in the teens and then you can get one
in the late first? The biggest when you say that is, who's your guy? You know, who's your guy? I don't know if Dallas Turner will be there safe. I mean, it all depends on how far you go back. You know, and then you think if the Falcons make a move when you're at that eighth spot, it's usually a draft day move because then a player's falling, somebody likes the player. Okay, we got to make this move to get here in front of Chicago. Maybe Roma Dunze's falling, and the Falcons don't want to take him, and say somebody in eight wants to get up to eight to take Rome. I mean, that's the only way that when you look at outside of the first and second picks usually, you know, that's where you see teams start moving on the day of when a guy they want starts falling.
I think this is definitely a fact. There's going to be at least one trade among the top 10 picks.
I think
it seems like the Patriots might be itching at three.
I was just going to say that. Yep. I was just because the thing with it is they got Jacoby for this year.
Right.
You got a new coach. He's going to be there for a minute, you know, and Gerard Mayo and Robert Kraft loves him. I can see Minnesota maybe trying to get there, you know, but I said this back in February. I was like, watch that New England at three because they have so many damn holes. Like you bring in a young quarterback, you ain't about it for him to throw the ball to. They have no offensive line. They have so many needs.
Right.
Offense, they're gonna be fine. Defensively, New England's gonna be fine. They got so many holes offensively that I wouldn't be shocked if they trade that three and spent everything they have on the offensive side of the ball.
All right, what we got next here? Brock Bowers, first Georgia player taken, I think so.
Yeah, it ain't even close.
It's not even close.
Yeah, it ain't close. Yeah.
He's top 10, isn't he?
The top 10 player. I don't know where he's going to go, though.
Depends on what the team's priorities are.
Jets could be there. I saw some places where he's like at 14 or 15 in Indy. Brock Bowers would be the first.
Well, as an NFL tight end, what do you like about him so much?
What's not like about him?
Right.
Yeah, what's not like about Brock Bowers?
What Kirby say? You had better hands, but Brock's a little faster.
Yeah, but, I mean, Brock can block. Brock can play on the move. He can line up anywhere on the football field. He's tough. He's a great yak guy. I mean, the dude's a stud.
Timmy Tube Sock says, you have to scheme him open, Randy.
Huh?
Hey, that's the knock on Bowers, if there are any, that they had to scheme him open. Well, isn't that what Andy Reid does with
– What the hell is scheming him open?
Yeah, that's called – yeah. A scheme is a play.
It's a play.
Everybody in that huddle runs the same play, and you try to scheme to get your guy open.
Yeah. What the hell is he talking about?
I guess maybe he doesn't get open on his own.
How the hell don't he get open on his own? That makes no freaking sense.
If you're open, you did it on your own, unless an illegal pick was set.
He does not know how to get – okay. Well, whoever said that's a damn idiot.
Well, I asked for the weird phrase on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line.
Whoever said that's a damn idiot. But we'll continue.
First round's going to be populated mostly by wide receivers. That's going to be the position group.
Well, I mean, you got those three.
Seems like it.
You got those three. I think AD's going to probably get in the first.
Yep.
Leggett from South Carolina, probably going to be a first.
Does Ladd sneak into the first late?
I think. If he gets in there, it'll be late.
Yeah,
what's the boy from Texas that ran the 4.2? Him.
Yeah,
I can see him maybe getting in, but I think, and then don't forget about Keon Coleman from Florida State. He's a very good player. Had a great year coming over from Michigan State. I'm sorry. So I can see six. There's gonna be a lot of offensive linemen, but I just think that when you look at the receiver position, you got. Like Marvin Harrison, I know people are like, well, he didn't work out. So
who cares?
So
it doesn't matter.
Did you see him play?
Yeah.
Did you see him play?
Look at my tape, you know?
Yeah. Did you see him play?
Who has a bad pro day? It's been pretty rare, right?
Well, I mean, especially at the quarterback position.
Yeah.
You know?
You see that? He threw it 70 yards. Yeah, so what?
Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater had a bad one because he didn't wear the gloves. Remember Teddy's pro day? Teddy was like, no, it's like.
Did I hear that Brady actually had a mediocre one or something?
I don't know about that. But all I know is that, remember Teddy had a bad one because Teddy didn't wear the gloves. He still snuck in there at the back end of the first round. And the tarp is coming out, Rob Tribble.
Oh, yes, because it's raining here.
Yeah, so it looks like this game may be delayed. Oh, well.
Oh. What are you going to do? Yeah. But you know what I noticed? So driving in today, I'm in such a good mood. I'm feeling optimistic, a little joyful, a little grateful. Even though with the rain, everything's in bloom. And driving through an old neighborhood, isn't that the greatest? Oh yeah, it looks like, beautiful. The old houses over there.
Right, because I come back this way on the back way of Piedmont, right by the park.
Right.
And coming up the what's this right? 14th. Coming up this way through that from Piedmont Park.
Right.
It's just how that green. It's just Love that site right there.
It just smells like the Masters, which they got delayed a little bit. What time's Tiger teeing off today?
3:54.
3:54.
Are you ready for it?
Oh, absolutely.
What do you think? Now we need the weather to stay Georgia for him now. We don't need to get cold.
That's right.
We need Tiger and them bones and everything to stay a little loose. But
well, you remember yesterday Tiger said, I prefer the hot weather.
Hell yeah.
Bo said something funny. He said, breaking news, Masters now moves to June so we can have hot weather for Tiger.
So we look for Tiger. I mean, everything's so great, but it's always fun with his Masters week. I sat and watched and enjoyed the par three contest yesterday. Just, I mean, not outside of them. It's them kids. It's the golfers, babies out there on the golf course and, you know, and watching them sink putts and having a good time. But, I mean, yeah, if it's warming right now, this rain, and I'm not saying it's going to go into a deep freeze or something.
It's supposed to be beautiful this weekend.
And so, I think that's the biggest thing when we talk about Tiger is getting him Sunday. I think if he gets a Sunday and he's like –
Bafo ratings. I just don't think he will. He's just too broken down. He's a figurehead now. He's just going to come out and wave and do a ceremonial couple rounds. All right, one more for the NFL. How many teams do you think currently know exactly where they're going in the first round? Probably half, right?
Know where they're going?
Yeah, in the first round.
No. Chicago.
Yeah.
That's it.
You think everybody else is still a wild card? Mm-hmm. That's why I said maybe half, maybe less than half. I'm not going to trend towards more than half, no.
I think the only place that knows where they're going is Chicago. Yeah. They can lie to us when you bring them on. Oh, yeah, we knew at 8 he was going to be there. Yeah, right. So I think the only place that knows they're going, I don't even think Washington knows where they're going to go. Now, I think they should go Jane Daniels, but I'm not sure they'll do that. But you never know.
That's who I kind of wanted for the Falcons. But then again, I don't think I want a rookie offensive coordinator with a rookie quarterback. That just seems – And I know this guy comes from McVay.
You know they got a quarterback, right?
Yeah, they have a quarterback.
Okay.
That's what I was saying. But, at first I did want Jaden Daniels.
Oh, okay.
And speaking of Kirk Cousins, Cam Newton is on his attention-seeking tour still with his hot takes. Looking like a 60-year-old woman in church fanning herself. Yep, Cam Newton goes off involving the Falcons. Oh, he goes off. That's coming up next. Triple in for Bunker Sports Radio 1990 game.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.